Hi, man. Not much has changed since I talked to you late last night, so we'll open up the questions.
John, why do you think Mike has struggled at times with play speed, whether it's getting through his progressions quickly enough, getting the ball out on time, or even last night he talked about throwing the ball too early?
Again, I think he answered that a little bit better. I think sometimes there's a lot of facets. There's a lot of moving parts in the passing game. Protections involved. What kind of defensive pressure they have, the coverage you get. So, again, there's a lot goes into anything in the passing game.
Have you made any decision between last night and today?
They're in watching tape now. We didn't get back here until 2:30 in the morning. My experience has been, that fast after a game. We've got, a nice little block of time here. They've got the weekend off. We'll be still for a minute, but, we still got to look at a lot of things and improve. We get an opportunity to go through, basically the first quarter of a self-scout. We'll have an extra day next week that we'll use that for. And so we got a lot of work to do.
I mean, as far as the quarterback discussion and decision goes, what has been Ryan's about that?
Well, I mean, we talk with personnel all the time. I mean, there's a constant flow of evaluation, talk. I mean, that's true at all positions and really every year I've ever been in coaching.
In regards to that position, though, what are some of the things that you guys are focusing on in that discussion?
Well, I don't think many people in the league's buildings are putting out their private discussions, and we won't be one of them either.
So, Jen, how would you characterize your quarterback situation?
Well, again, I don't single out one position. I know there are a lot of people out there that enjoy that. But, there's 11 critical positions, and, we've got to do a lot of work on all 11 of them.
Is there a common thread between the 8 turnovers that are charged to Mike's name that you can identify?
It's 11 people executing and doing their job. I think, so much times I've made reference to, the quarterback gets, probably a lot more credit or a lot more blame than they deserve. So, like I said, we're looking at everything. And as I mentioned before, we're not in a big rush to do anything about it because we don't have a game till next Monday night.
You mentioned the experience gap last night. We talked about Mitch versus Lennon. There's no gap there with Sanchez. He's got more. Is he under consideration at all? No one talks about him.
Well, I want to, close or open any possibilities. I think, like I said, we got home at 2:30 in the morning. I think I got to sleep around 3:30. The team's still in there evaluating, and they'll know sooner than the world will know.
Just to be clear, is Mike still your starter, or are you going to reevaluate this weekend then?
Again, I'm not really trying to be clear. In fact, actually, probably quite the opposite. But we're, we're evaluating, like I said, everything.
Did you see the Trevathan hit again on video at all?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's you never want to see anybody get hurt. Danny Trevathan's not a dirty player. He's not out to hurt anybody. They're part of the game, I'm sure. People will look at it, but there was nothing intentional about it by any stretch.
Now, how quickly do you anticipate getting word from the league about potential discipline on that?
They that's above my pay grade. I'm not really sure, other than we usually find out at some point.
John, I know you pride yourself on having a locker room that's together. Mm-hmm. But the position is important as quarterback. Do you worry about the splinter if one guy stays or another guy comes in? And what do you do as a head coach to make sure that everybody's on board behind whoever the guy is?
Well, I think they all understand it. I mean, they all have the same job, just different job description. My job is to make sure we field the team that gives us the best chance to win. And I think they understand that. And as long as we continue to do that, I've never experienced an issue.
Ryan just talked about, in Mitch's context, readiness, mm-hmm. making the transition here. Do you have to make a concerted effort to separate the discussion of his readiness from things that the current starter is doing?
Yeah, that's pretty deep. I think, as I mentioned before, each individual guy is different. There's no two people alike. You guys are all different. It's like I'm different. I think, you evaluate it as you can. And really, at the end of the day, you try to field the best team that you have available that gives you the best chance to win. Again, people aren't always going to agree with that, much like anything, any line of business. That's really at the core of what we're trying to accomplish. And, you know, unfortunately, right now, after 4 games, we're 1-3. And, we're going to have to adjust and change to keep that going. We got to do more. We got to do better.
Mitch is the number two. I assume that means he's ready to play if you need him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you make a distinction? Does that mean he's ready to start if you need him?
Well, I mean, until that happens, you don't really know. I mean, I don't think you know, and I don't even know. You know, it's just, regardless, it's who you draft, who you signed a free agent contract. I mean, I think that kind of tells what you think, and then now you still have to execute.
John, you mentioned the free agent contract. When somebody like Mike gets the contract does that play any role, the money that is attached to him, in determining whether he should play?
I don't think so. I mean, I go way back to when I came in the league. You know, we weren't even allowed to know what a guy made because they didn't want anybody to have that influence the decision. You know, so I'm kind of old school that way, and I just like evaluating people based on performance.
As it relates to Mitch's readiness to start, what are the indicators you look for as a head coach to feel that?
Again, we watch these guys practice every day. That's the unique thing we get to evaluate. And I've seen steady growth. It's altogether different, I think. Most quarterbacks would tell you that. You know, all of a sudden your experiences in college, your experiences in the preseason, and then, you get to the regular season, people talk about this as well, you get to a playoff game, it ramps up. And so you don't really know that until you put somebody out there. And you'd like to have them as ready to take the test as possible. And typically the more you study, the better you get.
John, do you have an explanation or a thought about the offensive line's penalty? I know that there's been different guys, but the whole starting group was out there yesterday.
You know, I think, in reference to that, I mean, we had 8 penalties, they had 7. You know, I think I would say it's fair to say they overcame their penalties better than we did. They happen. Some are good calls, some aren't. I'll just leave it at that. No, they haven't. They're wonderful owners. I know they've been great to me, to us. Like everybody, this game's only fun when you win.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.